Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast, the podcast that will help you embrace, grow, and be transformed by the transitions of life. Now here's your host, Debbie Ronka.
Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast. I'm Debbie Ronka, and today I have something very special and very unique for you. We're going to learn on today's episode about a creative tool that we can all add to our mental health box. And it's a tool that's easy. It's very effective, and it brings fast results. My guest, April Ebling, is an adoptive mom. She's an award-winning musician, a military veteran who is passionate about creating musical experiences that make a difference in our daily lives. She's created the simple, straightforward, and effective meditation technique, Sing Along Switch, to rescue her own mindfulness practice as a new mom. Fun, fulfilling, and most importantly, fast-acting, April's innovative sing-along switch technique is a wonderful addition to our mental health toolbox, and it's already helping thousands of people worldwide. We're at 25 countries and counting, and I know there'll be more. So, April, what a powerful message. Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast, and I'm in complete agreement with you on the power of music and really how it can lift our souls. I have this quote here, "Music is to the soul what words are to the mind." And so I know you have so much to share. So I understand first that you spent years touring as a singer in the Navy, and you earned, of course, multiple music degrees, and you also served as a worship leader in several churches before you had your own awareness that music was not just about performing, but it was using our voices to sing truth to our souls.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Debbie, for having me and for this lovely introduction. I really appreciate it. I music has just always been a part of my life. I think I was singing before I could talk. It was just sort of what I did. And so, of course, why not make it your career, right? So I went ahead and performed as a singer with the Navy for many years, and then was the worship leader for our church for many years, and just really enjoyed leading others in worship in a church setting. And then started to realize, you know, there are plenty of people that are not going to come to a church, but that would really benefit from being able to sing these powerful truths that really, like, as that quote just said, that reaches us at a soul level more so than just speaking will. You mentioned I'm a mom. I have a 4-year-old son, and all of those, you know, songs are how we teach the ABCs and how we teach them to clean up. And, you know, we set all of these things to music because it helps them to be more memorable. And here we are as adults, and in a worship setting, sure, we will sing worship songs or sing hymns that allow us to embrace our faith more fully. And I just wanted to bring that sort of outside of the church walls and more into our daily life, because it's those daily struggles that we have that really make that difference. I feel like when we have the muscles, the mental health muscles to handle small, quote unquote, small annoyances, then that really helps us to level up in how we show up in all areas of our life.
I totally agree. Music is so therapeutic. I know there's so many people out there that use music in therapy sessions to bring healing. And so you created this as being a young mom. And I so remember those days. My children are older, and I actually have 3 grandchildren now. And I still remember those days of being a young mom, you know, finding that space for yourself, finding that space where you can just be quiet to even nourish your own soul. So here you are, a young mom, and you're looking for that. So tell us how you started creating this sing-along switch.
Well, so our journey to become parents took a lot longer than we thought. And so when it finally did happen and we were parents, I was more determined than ever to show up as my best self every single day, right? And we all know how that's going to end. It doesn't
very
end well.
True.
And I really like I had developed these wonderful this wonderful morning routine when I was not a mom, where I would read and pray and meditate and journal and like all of these wonderful things. And here I am now, I can't even find time to take a shower, much less meditate. Like, how am I supposed to show up as my best self when I'm just like genuinely have no time? And so I knew, you know, I've mentioned music has always been a part of my life. So I knew singing would be a great resource and something that would help me. And then I had learned about tapping or emotional freedom technique, which is, it's based on the principles of acupuncture or acupressure. So, you know, even if we've never done acupuncture, you're familiar with the technique in that they use needles to tap into different meridian lines of our bodies. It helps to flush out some stuck energy, and it helps to just rejuvenate different parts of your different bodily systems. Well, some of us don't have access to acupuncturists, and some of us have a fear of needles. I'm pointing at myself right now. And so acupressure is the same principles, and yet we can use the tips of our fingers to activate those meridian lines. And so we get those same benefits without like, and it's genuinely on our own terms, right? So you have access. I like to say the tools that you need for your mental health are literally at the tips of your fingers and on the tip of your tongue. And so this is accessible to anyone, anywhere, anytime, which is just what we all need for our mental health toolbox. And so I had learned about EFT or tapping through some business courses that I was taking. And I, in traditional EFT or tapping, uses speaking phrases and tapping. So you would speak a phrase and tap, and that would help to just like relieve stress and calm yourself down and that kind of thing. And so I thought, well, you know, I know singing is something that really levels up an experience, right? If you sing the words versus saying the words, it really reaches you at a different level. And so what if I sing and tap, and maybe that can like shortcut the process? Because again, I'm a new mom, I got no time. And so that's what I started doing. I would go out on the back porch in the mornings before my husband left for work, and I would just take 3 to 5 minutes, and I would sing different phrases and tap while I did it. And then I would come in and I would get on with the day, right? And then just as things cropped up during the day, I could use that just as a reset for my energy level and for my patience level and those kinds of things. And so I just kept that to myself for a long time. My son was born in 2018. And then when 2020 happened, of course, we were all stressed and trapped at home. And so I am a teacher on on Insight Timer, which is a free meditation app. And they started having this live feature where you could go live and share, like some people do yoga and things like that. And so I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and share this singing and tapping and just see if it helps anybody else. Because up until that point, I knew it worked for me, but it may not work for anybody else, right? You know, this might have been something like that God showed me to help my own self, but maybe it's just meant for me. Well, lo and behold, the more I shared it, the more people literally all over the world were like, oh my gosh, this is genius. I'm so glad that you're singing, because this is reaching me at a different level. And I've never thought about combining it with tapping, because that really does, it really makes it even more effective. And so I'm just thrilled to be able to share it to larger and larger audiences, because as you mentioned at the beginning, it's just another tool for our mental health toolbox. And we all need it. It's not a one size fits all. It's not going to just like, it's not the panacea going to solve everything, but it is something that you can use on a daily basis to help yourself handle some of those little annoying things that crop up.
And you know what I love about it is we take it with us everywhere. It's not
absolutely.
It's not complicated, you know. And so in order just to help our audience, I know a lot of people are familiar with, you know, EFT, but can you explain more? Where do you tap? Where are those pressure points? Unfortunately, this is audio. So, you know, just for education purposes, can you let us know where it is that we should be You know, tapping?
Sure, sure. So we use the tips of our fingers, and it, I like to say it's like, it's super simple, and I promise you cannot screw it up. And if it was complicated, I would have moved on to something else by now. So you can use just two or three fingers, whichever hand is your preference. And we start in the middle of our eyebrows, like the center of your forehead in between your eyebrows. That's one of the points. And then we can move over to the side of eye. That's another point. And then move to under eye. And I'm tapping just like two or three times in each point. Again, you cannot screw it up. So whatever feels right to you is totally fine. And you're just tapping lightly. Like if you're hurting yourself, lighten up a little bit. it's not about beating yourself up. You should not come away with this one. come away from this with bruises. I've done it, you know, I do it over Zoom with clients, and sometimes I'm like, slow down. All right. So the next point is right underneath your nose and like above your upper lip.
Okay.
And then we're going to move to below your lower lip, sort of in that little divot before you get to your chin.
Okay.
And then we go to right underneath your collarbone. That's one of my favorite points. This is one that you can sort of tap on and people don't even, it doesn't even look weird, right? So I sometimes do this in the car if I'm stuck in traffic and I start to get stressed. It's a good way to relieve some of that anxiety. And then the next point is right along your rib cage. If you're wearing a bra or have worn a bra, that's right where your bra strap goes across. And then your last point is going to be the top of head. And okay. On this point, I sometimes, you know, instead of using tips of fingers, I just use my whole hand, sort of like I'm patting myself on the head, and that covers all the points. So, you know, if for whatever reason there's one that's hard to get to or that is painful, like, again, there's no wrong way to do this. So you can skip over a point, or like if there's a point that feels really good and you just want to stay there, you can do that too.
So I love, because I just sat here and did that with you. So here's my other question, like, sure. You know, for all of us to learn. Do you do both sides of your eyes, under your eyes, or is it just one side at a time?
You can do either. Like, I think probably the theme of this podcast is going to be whatever feels right for you, you can do.
Okay.
I was talking with another friend of mine who does this, and she says, oh my gosh, of course I do it on both sides. And I'm like, that's way too much going on for me. Like, I get so distracted if there's two things, you know, something happening on either side of my body, that's just too much for me. But for her, it works really well. So you just kind of have to experiment and see what feels good for you. But the real power in this practice is the combination of the singing or the saying of words with the tapping. So the tapping on its own is sending signals to your nervous system that you are safe and all is well. And it really does help to calm down that fight or flight response. We've all been in situations where either there's a clap of thunder or a car backfiring or some like unexpected, really loud noise. And you know that feeling in your body where everything just tenses up, right? And you're just like ready to make a run for it, whatever is happening. And then your conscious mind is like, oh, no worries. That was just a car, or that was just my toddler dropped something, or, you know, whatever. But your body doesn't always get that message. And your body can still be like holding on to that. And I'm using loud noises as sort of a silly example, but we can take this even further to talk about emotional situations that we might be holding on to, right? Well, where we might have forgiven somebody for a wrong that was done against us, or we may have resolved something with our partner and we want to move on, but our body is still just like, holding on to it. And so this is a technique that you can use that really sends that signal to your body specifically to say, it's done. We can let go of this now.
That's great information to have, because you're right. Even after we forgive, or we may have that difficult conversation, our body does store trauma. You know, our bodies hold on to that and it gets stored in our cells, and our cells were created to sing their own unique song. And so harmony, I mean, trauma will come along and bring a disharmony to the cells in our body. So I could see where this would be really helpful to restore the harmony to our cells. So, okay, so I have this question. Do you have particular phrases that you should use, or do you create a phrase that goes maybe that connects maybe to a particular situation that you've just been through?
Yes and yes. So there are really great general ones that we can use that sort of we can apply to our own situation. One that is a very popular one that is just a great, like, top of mind, use it when you need it, is the phrase, "Even in the chaos, I can find the calm." So we are acknowledging that there is chaos. That is super important. We're not going to like pretend everything's fine. Even in the chaos, I can find the calm. And so we are telling ourselves to look for the calm because we will find what we are looking for. And if we are looking for more chaos, it's going to show up. But if we are telling ourselves intentionally, hey, it feels chaotic right now, but I can find the calm. And so that's one, just like, I mean, even just now saying it, I feel myself going, whoo, right? So that is one that I'm happy to do that with you right now. We can just, like, as our example, we can do that. And then I have others that are, specific to different things. In fact, I have a we may share this at the end, something specifically for your audience that's a series of sing-along switch style meditations on letting go. Because I find that so often I use the imagery of like closed fists. Because that, I mean, I create these because it's my, I create what I most need, right? And so often I'm like, okay, this is the way it's supposed to be. I have it exactly planned out, exactly like this. And then life isn't like that. And things happen in a way, a unique way, and a wonderful way that is nothing like what we would have planned. And we can only experience that fully when we let go of the way we wanted it to be. And so it's easier said than done. And so I've created a series on letting go that just allows us to be intentional about welcoming in other possibilities of the way things can happen.
Letting go is one of the most difficult things for all of us, isn't it? And this is what I do in transition coaching. It's once we go through that evaluation of understanding our inner struggles or the challenges, the fears, the insecurities, what is it when we come into alignment, what is it that we need to let go of that we can embrace? That new opportunity, that new season, and we don't want to take that emotional baggage. We don't want to take, those things that have been holding us back and the other season that we're coming out of. And so I really appreciate that. I think my audience would learn a lot about that because we can't move forward if we're always looking back and if we're always holding on to what we have. We're not able to really have an open hand to embrace what really the thing that we're letting go of is allowing us to embrace something so powerful, but sometimes our own mental outlook, our own mindset towards it prevents us from doing that. So having a technique like that, I think would be awesome. And I think the audience needs to really hear what you do. I went to your website last night and I was just really blessed by it. And I can tell that you're helping so many people. I
Well,
myself,
thank you.
yeah, I mean, I myself personally, I'll listen to soaking music in the morning and find that space. And I'll do some worship type singing, but I've never done this where I'm actually singing phrases over myself and applying this tapping technique. So I'm learning something with you today and I'm excited about it. So what do you think would be best, even in the chaos or maybe
Let's do that together. So I'll sing, I sing each phrase twice. And so I invite you to sing along on the repeat. So I'll sing "Even in the Chaos." And then when I sing "Even in the Chaos" a second time, That's when I would invite you and your audience to sing along. And then I'll sing the phrase, "I can find the calm." And then we'll sing that phrase again together. I say this in every live event I've ever done. And so I'll say it here too. Your voice is so important for you to hear. So often I get lovely compliments from people who say, "Oh, but your voice is so beautiful. And so I'm just going to sit back, relax, and just, you know, let your singing do all the work." And so I like to challenge people that this is actually, you get the biggest benefit when you hear yourself singing these phrases, because your voice is the one that you've heard your whole life. And often we're not super nice to ourselves, and we're not saying things that are very uplifting to ourselves. And so this is a way for you to remind yourself that I have some others that we do that are like, that you are loved and you are worthy. And, you know, that these wonderful truths that we can sing over ourselves in your own voice just really makes all the difference. And so when I first started sharing this technique, I thought that the big hurdle that I would have when I worked with people would be the tapping, because I thought, oh, it kind of looks a little funny. Like maybe I'm going to get some pushback on this. No. The biggest pushback I get is people that are like, "Nope, I'm not going to sing."
Well, you know, I was going to ask you about that, because some people, if they really can't sing, like how do you help them with that? Because some people can sing or at least carry a tune, but maybe there are people who struggle with that. And so I could see where that would be an obstacle. How do you help them?
Oh, it's one of my favorite things. I don't know if you thought my face just lit up, because it's one of my very favorite things to do is when I work with clients one-on-one, primarily women, and I hear that story often of, "I can't sing, and here's why I can't sing," or "Here's the stories that people have told me about my voice." And we get to unpack where that comes from. Is that true? It oftentimes is not true. And it oftentimes is very well-meaning adults or people who feel like they're in competition with you, who want somehow to dim your light or make sure that they're a little bit in front of you for whatever reason. And it's so sad to me that we're carrying these stories from when, you know, sometimes kindergarten, first grade, "Oh, so-and-so made fun of my voice on the bus, and I haven't sung ever since." It's like, oh my gosh, this is not, and I will put this disclaimer out there, this is not about like auditioning for American Idol or even going out to sing karaoke. I'm not trying to get you to sing in front of other people. I want you to sing for yourself, because this is a huge tool that you could be using to help yourself. And it really is such a travesty that for whatever reason, it's still socially acceptable for us to make fun of other people's voices, and it's not okay. So maybe that could be like my secondary thing that I'm crusading against.
Yes. And you know, a lot happens in childhood.
Somebody, oh my gosh.
You know, we shut down something that could have been developed into a gift, and right. We don't even realize the power of someone's words, how negative they can affect the soul.
Right. I would challenge, I'm sorry to interrupt, go ahead.
No, I would just say I'm a big proponent of the power of our words, the way we speak to others. We're either going to sow seeds of life or we're going to sow seeds of destruction. So, and I guess this also applies here. We want to sing songs of life over ourselves, to ourselves.
And yes. And actually, so I'm going to change our plan now because of the direction of this conversation. One of the other popular ones that I do is the phrase, "I deeply and completely love and accept myself." And that is, I firmly believe, and I would imagine you would agree, that the more we love and accept ourselves, the more loving and accepting we are to others. And often I have found in my own life, the judgment that I have about other people is the judgment I have about myself.
Oh, it's
and
so true.
One of the letting go meditations is on judgment. And I say all the time, that is my like mountain that I keep circling. And thankfully I get to higher and higher points of that. But letting go of judgment is man, when I am successful in that, I am so liberated in and of myself. And then I'm so much nicer to everybody else. So
I'm so glad that you brought that up because judgment is one of those it's if we judge others, we wind up judging ourselves. So the very thing that we judge others for, we wind up doing,
Oh,
just
for sure.
like you said. And so I do some I've been trained as a prayer minister where I help women get to the root and of the wounds and different things. And lots of times, just the way we've judged our parents, that judgment comes back upon us. So it really is a spiritual force that we put out by the very things that we judge other people for. So I'm really glad that you brought that up because of all, and especially in the culture we're in, judgment needs to be removed, and we need to just love ourselves. And as we love ourselves, we're able to love one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a baby step for your audience, if for whatever reason you at home are like, April, this sounds all fine and good, but I'm still not singing. You can hum. And that's a wonderful way of activating your voice. So you'll still be using your voice. And it actually activates our, oh shoot, I'm forgetting the word now, the vagus nerve. That runs in down the length of our body, and that helps to like just the resonance of your own vocal cords helps to calm that nerve. So I would challenge you at as your baby step to hum. So
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I'm ready. Audience, are you ready? Let's do it.
all right. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I
Deeply
deeply and
and completely
love
love and
and accept
accept myself.
I
I
deeply
deeply
and
and
completely
completely
love
love and
and
accept
accept
myself.
myself. There we go.
We did it. Oh, I wish we had the visual.
Well, that is available at my website. They are more than welcome to go and access these videos and many others like it. So,
You also, people can sign up to have sessions with you.
yeah. So I mentioned I do work one-on-one, primarily with women. A lot of times it's to rewrite that story about their own voices. But it's also to tackle any specific issues they are having, you know. So right now we're doing one about deeply and completely loving and accepting ourselves. I mentioned I have series of meditations that tackle specific things like my own on judgment. But there's just, you know, if this is something, this technique, once you've used it a few times that you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And if I could have one that's created specifically for, you know, whatever the issue is, it would be something that you could use all the time, right? So it's I liken it to showering or doing the dishes or doing the laundry, right? It's not something you can just do once and then be done. You do have to do it on a regular basis. But if you have the words that are just going to app that are going to tackle whatever that specific thing that's always cropping up for you, then it can really help you to level up and get to a place of peace in your own life.
So you literally will craft or create a phrase for each person so they have their own personal toolbox.
Yes, exactly.
I
Exactly.
love it. And you know what? That really makes sense because we're all on different journeys and there are specific words that will minister more to my soul, right, than maybe someone
Right.
else's. Oh, I love that.
Well, and I work with people in other countries as well, as we've mentioned earlier. And so a lot of times the language, like the translation of words into English, you know, are things that it's not meaningful for them at all. Right. And so finding the words that, that are going to resonate and really like, oh, that I feel that in my soul. Those are the words we want to use.
I love that. So you really do have a specific method, and that's why it's so powerful. It's so personalized to each person. Yeah. So for people to connect with you, I know I'm going to put your information in my show notes, but if, do you want to tell them what your website is and how to connect with you?
My website is aprilsingsalot.com. And for your audience, aprilsingsalot.com/transition, you can access a series of videos that will show you this technique so you can visually see what we've been doing. And then also we'll have a few other examples of phrases to use in letting go in certain areas. I'm also April Sings a Lot on all the social media. So if you just want to head to YouTube or Instagram, those are the places that I show up most often. And I would just love to connect with your audience. You're more than welcome to message me or reach out on any of those platforms and talk more about this technique.
I think it's fabulous. I believe you're going to hear from a lot of people because this is so freeing. It's so healing. And sometimes we're not even aware of what we need to be healed of. So just the fact that you brought up book judgment, like I would never have thought, you know, that was part of your technique, that was some of the subject matters that you bring into this. So this is wide open to whatever each person individually is struggling with, trying to get healed from. They meet with you and then you craft what they need for their particular wound or healing.
Yes.
Oh, it's so beautiful. What a gift. You are such a gift to the world. I'm just so excited.
Well, thank you, Debbie. It's just been lovely to be here and to share more about this with your audience. So thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Well, before we close, is there anything else that you'd like to share?
I would just encourage everyone to be open to the story of your life unfolding in the most unique and special way that it is meant to unfold. And as we've been talking about those, you know, those closed fists versus those open hands, I would just challenge you all to, as we go throughout today, and I'm talking to myself too, let's try and have open hands about what opportunities might come our way that are unexpected and delightful.
I say amen to that. Let go and embrace what's ahead. So I'll just close with these two quotes that I found about music that I just think are so perfect for today. Music does more than soothe the soul. It brings balance to the mind, body, and spirit. And I found this one. I thought actually it was on a funny side, but powerful. And I don't know who wrote it, but it just says music, the original mood-altering, non-fattening wonder drug. Ask your doctor if music is right for you. Common side effects include, but not limited to, spontaneous happiness, increased memory and motor function, connection to others, movement of the feet and head, and the occasional persistence of catchy melodies.
I love it. That's so good.
I never saw that before. And, you know, we play music in our house a lot. My husband more so, you know, he just loves music and it does. It literally changes your mood. And then what you're doing, April, is you've taken it to a deeper level of allowing us to use our own voice, the phrases that we need to sing over ourselves, to restore the harmony in our body and bring peace to our soul. And so I can't thank you enough for being with us today. I think all of us have learned a lot, and I highly recommend that you all reach out to April. She's just a beautiful soul and really could be an answer to what it is that you're facing. So thank you, April, for being with us. And I want to thank all of us as you come together each week as a tribe to embrace and grow and be transformed by the purpose and the power of transitions in our life. And I highly encourage you, whatever it is that you do need to let go of, please do, because there's something higher calling you, your purpose. There's more depth to what you have already experienced. There's a new opportunity, a new experience, and that's what transitions are all about. We want to get to the other side of that transition bridge to have those destiny moments where you actually will meet the people that you are supposed to connect to. The people that are a part of your divine purpose are on the other side of that transition bridge. So whatever it is that you need to let go of, let's do it together and let's get to the other side. If you're ever wondering if you're in transition, I do have a free transition assessment, and you can just go to my website, debbieronka.com. You can just check that out. See if you're experiencing any symptoms of transition. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for being with us and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us today on the Transition Bridge podcast. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed listening today, please go ahead and subscribe or review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out the show notes. And for more information about Debbie, go to debbieronka.com. That's DEBIRONCA.com.